Reality Check is a segment that we have with our partner, Honolulu Civil Beat. And Stuart is on the line with us. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So I think the last time I saw you, we were both covering a rail meeting at the Hart offices down there. That's where you were yesterday.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us, what's your story about?
So the story is the board that oversees Hart yesterday voted to allow Hart to enter into a public-private partnership with an entity, a private company, that will be in charge of designing, building, financing, and ultimately operating the rail. The design, build, and finance portion involves this last stretch that everyone talks about, the city center stretch that goes from really into town, from Kalihi or Middle Street to Ala Moana.
And I remember, you know, when there was all this talk about a private-public partnership, not everybody was convinced that this was really the best way to go. Some actually thought that, you know, maybe it wouldn't work.
Well, there's still that concern. And among those who voiced concern yesterday when we called for comment is Sylvia Luke, the chair of the legislature's House Finance Committee. She pointed out that it's not a sure thing, that this isn't necessarily the end all of solutions for the rail project to keep it on budget and on time. And she stressed that she really wants to make sure that this ends up with something that's either cost neutral or saves the taxpayers' money.
Right, and I know, well, we're kind of beyond the on time and on budget, because this is kind of like a really ballooned from when they first proposed this. But yeah, there is that concern about whether this P3, like they like to call it, the public-private partnership, is what's going to save us money, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, a lot needs to be done still, remember. And Mayor Caldwell, who supports the P3, as they call it, talked about that yesterday at the meeting. You know, he said, look, there still are risks associated with this. We need to be careful, or Hart needs to be careful, the way it negotiates. And it's going to be hard. You know, he likened it to climbing Mount Everest.
So he's not really convinced it's going to work either, it sounds.
Well, he thinks it's the right idea, but is just saying that you know, it so much depends on the details. And remember, we've still got, it's very early on. Hart has a lot of work to do. I think the first phase they discussed was putting together a list of qualified bidders. So they need to do that. And then there'll be bidding or requests for proposals, and then the proposals, then negotiations. So there's really a lot of work to do before this even gets finalized.
And I wonder, too, you know, they go through this whole process, and, you know, what if maybe, I don't know, there are no takers, there are no bidders out there, and, you know, and then where does that leave us?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, Andy Robbins, the CEO of Hart, had an op-ed the other day in the Star Advertiser saying that there are four or five interested parties. The Hart chair, Damian Kim, mentioned one of them yesterday. So it seems like they're confident that there will be some takers. But your question's a really good one, and I think a lot of the public has that one and is pretty skeptical.
Right, and this is the toughest segment on this route, the urban core. Lots of surprises that could pop up, even though, you know, they've tried to do the work to avoid some of the problems. But, you know, it's going to be tough with all the underground utilities and who knows what else they encounter on this last leg.
Oh, for sure. It's, remember, this is going from through Kalihi, and then it sort of skirts along the edge of Chinatown and downtown. It goes through Kaka'ako and to Ala Moana Center. So It's people are going to see this as it's happening, and it I imagine it can't avoid having some disruptions.
Right. So hang on to your pocketbook. All right. Thanks a lot, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
Every day we bring you a reality check from our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton. To read his full story and more great news, check civilbeat.org.